Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
As MVP reached the finish line, residents, advocacy groups, and lawmakers urged FERC to use caution and not rush approval for MVP. Some also asked to wait until more is known about what led to a failure along the pipeline in early May during hydro testing. No details have been released as to a cause for that failure. Just before it granted approval, FERC released a summary of a phone call between their agency and the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Administration. During the call, PHMSA gave their approval that MVP has completed its requirements as part of a 2023 consent order. According to PHMSA records, MVP discovered over 100 instances where pipe needed to be excavated for further analysis or repair. It identified these problem areas because of the extra safety requirements in the consent order. MVP has said it's fulfilled all testing requirements and is safe to begin running gas through the pipeline. They say they have shippers lined up that can begin transporting gas, though it's not clear at this time when that would begin. I'm Roxy Todd.